By the way, we do have a couple more CDs of Bill Brooks when he did a taping. Oh, I think there's about maybe two, maybe three left for $10. If you are want to take some of that voice home with you, very awesome. So that's what friends are for. I'm going to begin today with a story, and today's talk title is, What Are We? What are we? Not who are we, but what are we? So I'm going to share this story by Alan Cohen, the African love story, love song. So when a woman in a certain African tribe knows she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they pray and they meditate until they hear the song of the child. They recognize that every soul has its own vibration that expresses its unique flavor and purpose. Then the women attune to that song that they hear, and they sing it out loud. Then they return to the tribe and teach it to everyone else. When the child is born, the community gathers and sings the child's song to him or to her. Later, when the child enters education, the village gathers and chants the child's song. When the child passes through the initiation to adulthood, again, the people come together and sing their song. At the time of marriage, the person hears again his or her own song. Finally, when the soul is about to pass from this world, the family and the friends gather at the person's bed, just as they did at birth. They sing the person into the next life. In the African tribe, there is one other occasion upon which the villagers sing to the child. If any time during his or her life, the person commits a crime or an inherent social act, the individual is called into the center of the village, and the people in the community gather around, circle around them. Then they hear their song sung to them. The tribe recognizes that the correction for the antisocial behavior is not punishment. It's love and remembrance of identity. When you recognize your song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt or harm another. A friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you have forgotten it. Those who love you are not fooled by the mistakes you've made or any dark images that you hold about yourself. They remember your beauty when you feel ugly, your wholeness when you feel broken, your innocence when you feel guilty, and your purpose when you feel confused. You may not have grown up in an African tribe that sings your song to you at crucial transitions. But the question is, perhaps you are in a tribe? Perhaps you're in a tribe right now. What is the definition of unity? What is unity and what is a tribe? The definition of tribe is a social division in a traditional society consisting of families or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties, with a common culture and dialect, often having a recognized leader. Could we call ourselves unity a tribe? For indigenous people, tribal identity is important. So when the non-native people say, find your tribe, or you say tribe, to describe groups of shared interest, it is offensive because it erases the significance of the tribal sovereignty, identity, and people. Another word that we can use instead of the word tribe is people, circle, group, community. You know, the word unity is in the word community. So what are we? The definition of a community individuals who share a common interest, background, or purpose that gives them a sense of cohesion. Unity, the word unity, comes from the Latin word unitas or unus, which means one. Unity, definition, the state of being united, being together or at one with someone or something. It's the opposite of being divided. So anybody can give me a guess, and or I know some people count, but how many people are actually here in the sanctuary or in the cyber sanctuary? Give me a guess. 40. 50. 75. I like it. Keep going. Up that number. The truth? 53. You're funny. Here's the truth. There is only one of us here. There is only one of us here. There is only one of us in the cyber sanctuary in here. Spirit put itself, that one life, has individualized itself as each, every one of us. Okay? So I want you to realize that the person next to you is just a mirror of the divine, another expression of the divine. So I'm going to invite you to turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, "Hi there, it's good to see you." And now I want you to say, "It's good to see me as you today." Okay? Because the person next to you is just another expression of the one. It's you. I didn't know I was so cute until I looked out here. How cute am I? Wow. You're all mirrors. I spoke of this a few weeks ago, that it's, we're all mirrors of the one. And what I don't like in somebody else is something I don't like in me, right? And something I like and I see. You can only see, you never see the person as they are. You only see a person as you are. What? I know, it's very deep. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, says, "While we have a common purpose, divine wisdom has seen it fit to make each one of us an individual of itself. Unity does not mean uniformity. There is unity at the center with infinite variation at the circumference." So the visual is at the center. Let's just say there's a center, and we all have the same center. That's why we're all one. The center in me is in the center in you, in the center in you, and that center. And then we have like wheels of a spoke. Our variations. See, spirit put on a personality and an earth suit called your body to play in the playground of earth and human life, and to remember who it is and why it's here. Because spirit is us. It is principle number two in the unity principles. The root of everything is oneness and source. In essence, all people are the same. All souls have emerged from the same origin, although we present ourselves in infinite variations. Differences and disagreements are due to perceiving otherness. Anytime the us versus us polarity is operative, in-groups and out-groups are created. Some are included while others are excluded. Though all polarities and dualities have meeting points in the center in our unity. The universe emerged from oneness, and no one thing or person is excluded. Everything it represents or experiences is an aspect of the oneness. That knowledge explains the grief of the mental illusion of separateness and otherness. We need to heal our sense of separation. What are we? What is unity? It is a community. But I believe it's a community that has no end. It has no beginning and no end. Or if it has a beginning, it's because we're all one. We believe in inclusion, inclusivity. All beings are part of unity. No matter what they are, we don't teach a specific creed or what to know. Every person has their individualized spiritual path. And we honor that. There isn't any one way. There's no one size fits all when it comes to spirit and your spiritual path. You have an individual practice and an individual journey to be with in this lifetime. Albert Einstein says, a human being is a part of the whole called by the universe, limited in time and space. And we experience ourselves as something separate from the rest. Right? We do. We do. We just do. It's a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. Yes, we're all having optical. And we need to put on the glasses of spirit to see the truth, that we're all one, regardless of the appearance. We have to go back to the core of all beings. This delusion is a prison restricting us to our personal desires and to affection only for those that are close to us. Our task is to free ourselves from our prison by widening our circle. All beings are my brothers and sisters. I love in India, when I traveled to India, everybody was an auntie or an uncle. I loved that. We're brothers or sisters or aunties and uncles, and that's just the way they think. We want to have more compassion, just like in the African tribe, to recognize that we're here to be the friend that reminds each other who we really are. Here's a thought by Eric Lehman. Family spreads out across the country. We feel separated, right? We feel separated. I've got family in Georgia. I've got family in Ohio. I've got family in Texas. How often do you see and connect with family? We have changed our world because back in time, it used to be that everybody was pretty much located in the same hometown. However, we exist in an ocean of electromagnetic energy. Breathe. We exist in an ocean of electromagnetic energy. Like drops in an ocean, we move around into different spaces, but we are always the ocean. Some of us are crashing against the rocks. Some of us are in rough seas. Some of us are rolling around in the tides or speeding down rushing rivers and falling off waterfalls of energy. Some of us are just returning from the great rain clouds of energy to begin a new journey. But like the sea, there is a vastness of calmness available to us on our journey. We are one ocean, rising and falling with the peaks and the valleys of the waves. Do not think that we are not connected. Even when this physical body dies, like water evaporating from the ocean, it returns as rain. In this way, energy cannot be destroyed and will return, for life is everlasting. Rumi says, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Say that again. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Everything that's in that ocean, the composition, is me. Is you, is that energy source. We're here to recognize that everything is energy, and how we play with the energy is really how life is for us. And our energy is designated by what we're thinking and believing. That always starts in our consciousness. How many of you know what the word Ubuntu is? Anybody? Ubuntu. Some of you are like, not really. I don't see any hands. Great. So I have shared it in the past, but it's always good to return. See, in South Africa, there was an anthropologist who was studying the cultures and trying to figure out what makes them tick. What is their, you know, bottom line? What is their core beliefs? And he was basically not getting anywhere. He kind of was giving up, and he was getting ready to go to the airport. And then he saw these kids playing. Well, he went to the village, and he put together a big basket filled with candy and toys and treats. And he put a big bow on it, and he put it by this one lone tree. And he brought the kids together, and he said, "Okay, kids, here's the line. When I say, get on your mark, get set, go, I want you to race to the tree, and whoever gets there first gets the basket." And so he got them lined up, and he said, "Ready, set, go." And they all joined hands and ran together to the tree and started playing in the basket. He looked at them, and he's like, "Why did you do that? That doesn't make sense. One of you could have just had all that candy and treats." And a little girl said, "Ubuntu. How can one of us be happy when the others are sad?" Ubuntu means we are that because, what does it mean? It means we are that because I am. Ubuntu. I am what I am. Say this, I am what I am. Because of who we are. Archbishop Desmond Tutu describes Ubuntu. He said, "It is the essence of being human. It speaks of the fact that my humanity is caught up and bound in yours. I'm a human being because I belong. It speaks about wholeness and compassion. A person with Ubuntu is welcoming, hospitable, warm and generous, willing to share. Such people are open and available to others, willing to be vulnerable. Do not feel threatened that others are able and good, for they have a proper self-assurance that comes from knowing that they belong to a greater whole." Ubuntu speaks particularly about the fact that you can't exist as a human being in isolation. It speaks about our interconnectedness. You can't be human all by yourself. When you have this quality, you are known for your generosity. Far too often, we think of ourselves as just individuals, separated from each other. Whereas the truth is, Ubuntu, you are connected, and what you do affects the whole world. You don't think about that. But the energy of what we do affects others. You might not think so. But here it is. We are in this electromagnetic ocean of energy. Anything I think, anything I do, affects everyone. When you do well, it spreads out, and it is for the whole of humanity. What are we? We are unity. Are we a tribe? Are we love? What are we? Are we friends who remind each other of who we are when we forget? Are we understanding that we are, in truth, one? What are we? We are Ubuntu. We are connected. We are one. And we are family. And so it is.